Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, excuse me, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Excuse me. Of course, I get a frog in the throat. Right now, it appears that our biggest fears that we're going to have are going to be seen in the inner city, and it's going to be in the youths. It's going to be the youth of America. Because apparently, they don't know boundaries. Let me set this up. Let's look at some of these blue northeastern areas, like, of course, New York. In 2018, Justice Reform activists in New York State had one of their wishes granted when they enacted the disastrous Raise the Age law. And they did this over the loud objections of badly outnumbered Republicans and conservatives. And what it did over the period of 2 years was increase the age of criminal liability for all defendants to 18, eliminating the option of trying the most violent juvenile defendants as adults. And the results were totally predictable, and the expected chaos quickly developed. And it's gotten bad enough that even some Democratic district attorneys, including Albany DA David Soares, have been calling on the governor and the legislature to repeal or at least revise it. Coming from the New York Post, we get this. The 2018 laws driving the years-long epidemic of gun violence involving kids under 18. Flagging a recent fatal shooting involving a teen gunman who just had several run-ins with the justice system, Soares told them, "We've witnessed a murder of a young man at the hands of another young man that has gone through the family court Raise the Age process and was a beneficiary there at a minimum of 3 times. Last year, the outspoken progressive Albany DA blasted Hochul and state lawmakers over RTA and other criminal justice reforms that have normalized violence without consequence in urban minority communities across the state. I see in New York right now, with all the crime that's going on in New York, it can be easy to lose track of who's doing what. But various places around New York State are running into the same problem that Chicago's been facing, with roving gangs of teenagers running wild and engaging in violent crime. And thanks to the way the juvenile justice system works, these teenagers know that they will almost always immediately be put back on the street. So what you get out of this is a bunch of teen offenders who have gone through the system as many as 3 times in a single year, with some of them murdering people after they're released. And just in Albany County, well outside of New York City, 12 of 18 teenagers charged with violent crimes were rearrested after they went on to do even worse. This has produced what D.A. Soares describes as a system of normalized violence without consequence. The family courts are not set up to deal with violent teen repeat offenders, and what they wind up doing is releasing troubled kids with underdeveloped minds and Glocks back into the community to wreak more mayhem. Now, to his credit, Soares is trying to use some of the typical language of his own party against them. Not that he's seen very much support with it. He's pointing out who the people are that are ultimately paying the price for these policies. a very big majority of the teens being shot and sometimes killed are not rich white kids from Manhattan. They're black and Hispanic from some of the poorest neighborhoods. And much like so many of the other urban issues, the reason is that these neighborhoods are where you find the most gang activity. Some of the injuries are cases of gang members shooting each other, but a lot of innocent people wind up being caught in the crossfire. And rather than helping the children, which was what we were told the RTA would actually do, what it taught them was that they were already on a path toward violent crime, that they could do nearly anything they liked and face no consequence. This falls under the same rule that has been discussed so many times that the leftist Democrats remain deaf to. If you remove the negative incentive for committing crime, the result will be more of those types of crimes. And it applies to retail looting, and it applies to attempted homicide. And either RTA needs to go or the legislators who put it in place need to be replaced. My guess would be that neither happens. And what you're going to see start to occur is going to be a revolving series of violent incidents where teens are involved and then they get blown away by some adult. See, the issue here is government failure. But while we're sitting here talking about government failure, let's understand this. There's a lot of good people in New York who have not gone through the process to get a gun that have guns. And with these marauding mobs of teenagers, we're going to start to see some. We're going to start to see what we saw in the bodega. Because the normal people don't want this. This is not something that they're interested in seeing. This is not what they signed in for. But, you know, they did vote it in. They did vote it in, and that's where the problem lies. And so, as it is, it's an unfortunate, unintended consequence. But sometimes you get the government you deserve. And I don't know if it's because I only started just noticing things in the last 20 years or so. I have never seen such a divided United States before, where we're going to have these enclaves of crime and then just states that are just normal. That are just normal. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. How is it possible that cities like New York, which is a great city, you know, it's a metropolis. It's a fabled place. It's the center of entertainment and of news and of Wall Street and of all things creative. It's a wondrous place. And yet, as good as it is, no matter, and it remains very much some of those things I just mentioned, despite the political regimes in place. They're allowing themselves to go to hell. They're allowing themselves to go and just absolutely go the wrong way. And civilization can't exist there. The city's dying, and in the interim, instead of doing something to address the criminal issue that's going on there, they've made it worse by saying, okay, well, you can't possibly be a criminal until you're 18 years old. And I want you to contrast this with the bipartisan community, Safer Communities Act, Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which is touted as the biggest gun control. While they're out there and they put in expanded background checks for 18 to 20-year-olds, you can't possibly be considered a criminal in New York until you're 18. What is the plan for this? This is it's chaotic legislation in action. I don't understand. I know that I know with the left it's always about let's put another thing where we're in charge in place, and we don't care if it makes any sense. I get that. I understand it. Still makes me wonder. Still makes me wonder. But I have an example for you of how fast it can go sideways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, To be young, right? To be young and stupid. That's what the Chicago mayor says. These mobs are not mobs. They're just large gatherings of the youths. The other day in New York City, the youths had a klaxon call that they heard, and they rushed out there because a Twitch influencer was a coming to town. He wanted to do some giveaways. Yeah, it sounds great, except for a few things. And if you don't know what Twitch is, it's another interactive live streaming service for content, which most of the content that I see on there is games and commentary that goes on with the games. Some of the guys are actually, like Jacksepticeye is hilarious, but I digress. Being a Twitch influencer means that you get seen by a lot of eyes, and a lot of them are going to be children. Okay, a lot of them are going to be children. But this is the life of the influencer, the child, the kid audience. And these influencers, they occupy the space in the empty-headed, soulless generations who've grown up glued to computers and iPhones. Enter Kai Cenat, a video game influencer who reportedly has millions of followers. He built this on his Twitch channel as a huge giveaway of PlayStation 5s. And so, his very well-mannered and well-brought-up fans decided to respond enthusiastically to this giveaway. And we get this. On Wednesday, Cenat announced on his Twitch channel that he would host a huge giveaway with video game consoles, PCs, keyboards, gaming chairs, headphones, and other items. As of Friday afternoon, the video had more than 2 million views. It was supposed to begin at 4 p.m., but by 3 p.m., the park was full, according to NBC New York. From there, things went quickly awry. This was in Union Square Park, and on Twitter, we get this. Twitch streamer influencer giveaway sparks a massive riot in Union Square Park. Right now, a huge riot is currently happening at Union Square Park in Manhattan, New York. Hundreds of young teens and adults have gathered there after Twitch Live. Where is it? This, by the way, coming from something called Raw's Alerts. Police are currently working to disperse the crowds. People, some are throwing objects at officers as other individuals in the crowd also tore down barricades and entered a construction area. According to ABC News, Kai Cenat, the Twitch streamer and influencer, he turned out getting arrested, by the way. When you look at the picture of the Utes, when you get a picture of the Utes there, the M word comes up in my way of thinking, the dreaded mob word, you know. I think that will be impact for the hordes of youthful, car-jumping, bottle-flinging, high-spirited folks. Just showing the folly of what it is like to be young. A crush of bodies surging down the street, looks like it to me, but I'm not a crowd control specialist, you know? Sort of reminds me of that scene that's set in Israel with World War Z when they're trying to get Brad Pitt. That's what it looks like. So, instead of calling this bunch of stupid young idiots, and ruining their future job prospects, the news outlets like Rolling Stone are sticking to fans and flocking in generic terms like massive gathering. And I guess this is from Rolling Stone. Union Square Park turned into a chaotic scene Friday afternoon after fans flocked there for a giveaway hosted by Twitch streamers Kai Cenat and Phantom. New York police told Rolling Stone that no injuries had been reported, but asked that folks avoid the area. Photos and videos from attendees captured the chaos on site as police personnel and the NYFD were dispatched to help disperse the crowd. One Twitch user described the incident as Zoomer January 6th. Due to police activity, avoid the area surrounding Union Square Park or use alternate routes. Expect a police presence in the area and residual traffic delays, read a tweet from NYPD Friday. NYPD told NBC New York that a couple thousand people crowded the park. Sonata announced the giveaway earlier in the day Friday with an illustration of himself and Phantom posing in front of an SUV and behind a police line, do not cross barricade. They were passing out free PlayStation 5s to attendees. Personally, if Kai and his buddy are so rich, they should send them a bill. Send them a bill for the sanitation guys, the 1,000 cops they had to call in, and the property destruction and the dents in people's vehicles that resulted from this unpermitted stunt. And that's once they make bail or get turned loose. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. This is New York. There's no bail. Let me get this. On Friday, a massive gathering of people showed up in New York City's Union Square for a giveaway hosted by two social media influencers, mega popular Twitch streamer Kai Cenat and another streamer Phantom. Cenat and a few other people have been arrested. In a press conference given after the incident, NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry responded to questions about the streamer, saying, "We do have him, but didn't specify in what precinct." A gigantic mess. They made a gigantic mess. And this is not going to, it's not going to hurt his popularity. I mean, this is all going to plan. No talent, social media users activating the brain-dead masses to trash the cities while the crittens and the press argue over whether it's a mob or not. This doesn't happen in a truly adult world. I haven't heard from Eric Adams on this one, although the last time I heard from Eric Adams, he said something like, "Kansas doesn't have a brand. New York City has a brand." Yeah. I see it there, Your Honor. I see your brand. It's not a very good brand. It's a really bad brand, as a matter of fact, a horrible brand. Makes me wonder about you, too. I don't quite get where you sit back and think, you know, Kansas is no good compared to us. Well, Kansas doesn't have Broadway. That's true. I don't know that I would want to compare one to the... It's sort of comparing apples to oranges. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. A new tornado watch has been issued and includes portions of Washington, D.C., Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. A former Minneapolis police officer who held back a crowd during George Floyd's arrest in 2020 is being sentenced to prison. Tal Fowle was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of Floyd. President Biden is cracking jokes about his age. While hosting World Series champions Houston Astros at the White House today, Biden praised team manager Dusty Baker.
"Dusty, it wasn't easy. People counted you out saying you're past your prime. Hell, I know something about that.
Biden has faced questions over whether he's fit to serve as he seeks re-election at the age of 80. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All these things I'm pointing out would not happen in an area where I live for no other reason than normal people wouldn't put up with it. Normal people actually would sit back and see all these things happening and say to themselves, the police aren't doing anything about this. What are we supposed to do? And then in time, like you see at the bodega, like you've seen in other places, Daniel Penny, for example, people are going to eventually fight back, and that's going to be, as I say that. Now, here's another incident where leftism was allowed, and it killed somebody. It got somebody killed. And it not only got somebody killed, it got a mother and a very young, pretty lady murdered. And this, you know, generally I try to stick to stuff that's, you know, current, you know, something that happened within the last 24 hours, last week. This was, this happened in December, though. It's not really news, but it is an example of leftism gone awry. This took place in Portland. A young lady named Rachel Abraham was murdered. She dated a man named Mohammed Osman Adan. Adan was violent. And I don't know where we're getting this from. What is this called? I don't know. Anyway, we get this from some publication. The beatings escalated after Rachel and Mo split. He would break in after midnight, the girl sleeping through his punching Rachel, choking her, telling her she was going to die. One night, he put a gun to her head. She was still shaking when the Portland, Oregon police got there and told her she could request a no-contact order. She wrote on the request, "When I told him I was leaving him, he told me that he would kill me." The request stipulated that Mo stay at least 150 feet away from her and the children. So, Mo ignored the no-contact order, showing up at dinner time on June 23rd. His and Rachel's 4-year-old let him in. He was very high, whether on cocaine or meth. Rachel did not know. He broke her phone and blocked her way as he tried to escape. He spent hours hitting her that night, choking her 5 times and saying as he knelt on her windpipe, "I'm going to put you to sleep now." Mo went upstairs to the children's room. He left his phone on the floor. Rachel grabbed it and made to the front door. She was not wearing her abaya. When the police arrived, it was 6 a.m., and Rachel had a new black eye. She told officers she believed she was going to die. Adon was charged with 5 felonies for the strangulation and then let out with an ankle monitor. God. On July the 27th, he returned to Rachel's and cut his ankle monitor off. A warrant was issued for his arrest. But that was on July. At 2 a.m. on August 11th, he broke into Rachel's house. He's a foot taller and 100 pounds heavier. He body slammed Rachel, sat on her chest, and covered her mouth. She could barely breathe, but was able to scream, waking the children as Mo swung a length of prayer beads and whipped her face. Then he locked her outside. It was after 3 a.m. when police arrived and arrested Mo again. He was charged with contempt of court for violating the no-contact order. 16 days later, Adon was out again, and this time he broke into Rachel's house and murdered her. The coroner later concluded she'd been beaten and stabbed to death. Why were they letting this guy go? Why wasn't there something that could have been done for her to save herself? These kind of things bother me a great deal. A great deal. And we get this. This is from something called the Portland Freedom Fund. Portland Freedom Fund had looked into Adon and seen things differently. Or maybe it hadn't bothered to look. Maybe it considers strangling a woman and holding a gun to her head subjacent to its work as a volunteer-run abolitionist organization currently dedicated to reducing harms perpetrated against our black, brown, and indigenous neighbors by the criminal justice system through posting bail so they may navigate their case from a position of freedom. If anyone had walked the walk, Portlanders pledged to walk since the killing of George Floyd and even before, it had been Amanda Trujillo. When Mohammed Adon was up for release on August 20th, we had been there to make bail. Trujillo had been paying the $2,000 for the charges stemming from June and August, and while she was at it, $3,000 for a suspended license misdemeanor in nearby Clackamas County. The release paper she signed included charges of contempt violation and strangulation, but who knew if these were accurate? Bail had been set at $20,000, which, with only a 10% security required, maybe whatever Adon had done wasn't that bad. But it was that bad. Adon belonged in jail and would have stayed there if not for Trujillo and the people who contributed tens of thousands of dollars to the Portland Freedom Fund. After Rachel's murder, public opinion on the fund turned pretty dramatically. All of the group's social media sites were shut down, and Trujillo stopped answering her phone. In this particular case, it's really not fair to blame this on one idiot progressive, you know? The fund was only able to bail Adon out because judges repeatedly refused to hold him, and then they set the bail low enough that it only required a $2,000 check to spring him. If any judge dealing with a case had refused bail or set it at $100,000, Adon would have remained behind bars and Rachel would still be alive. understand this when I tell you, there is no mass incarceration. There are individual cases involving individual people accused of crime. And maybe some of those crimes really aren't worth keeping people behind bars. But a violent, murderous domestic abuser, yeah, he's worthy of keeping behind bars. And, I mean, the Portland Freedom Fund, they spent $200,000 bailing out a guy that threw a Molotov cocktail at a police officer. What if Rachel had had a gun? I know of no law, and I may be wrong about this, but I don't know of any law in Portland that states that if you are having this kind of domestic violence occurring, that you can't have a gun. She just like poor Carol Bowen. I mean, she tried to work within the system, and that got her killed. This happens a lot, and it just doesn't make the news. It just doesn't make the news because of the perpetrator. This guy did not attack her because he was a Muslim. He attacked her because he was a murderous piece of scum. He's still walking around breathing today. I'm sure he may be in jail, being held on, some sort of bond. But, I mean, he was a parent of one of these babies, and now both parents gone. If they'd done their job, if they were actually seeing to the public order, that would be one thing. But this is one of these things where, I don't know. You look at this and you just shake your head and go, when are they going to learn? When are they going to learn? I guess never. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have never sought elected office. I'm not really sure that I'm even qualified to hold elected office. One thing is for sure, the things that people that go into elected office, the things they go through, I can handle. Because I would say something. Enter Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's indicted Donald Trump, what, two times now? He has filed for an emergency protective order this past Friday after getting spooked by a social media post. Because the former president, and I'm not really sure that he sat down with his lawyers and said, do you think I should post this or not? I don't know. What do you think? He went on Truth Social and posted, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. That was the entire post. One statement in all caps. Smith entered it into evidence Friday night shortly after Trump posted it. This is an indication that Trump's team, or Smith's team, is actually monitoring Trump's social media posts. They struck gold with what Smith considers a threat to himself, though Trump didn't name any names. But Smith alleges that the post is a threat to potential witnesses, while Team Trump claims Smith is attacking political speech used by Trump. Trump faces allegations of trying to intimidate witnesses. Defendants are provided with evidence against them, discovery, but they cannot publicize it. And I don't know where we get this, but we get it from somewhere. If the defendant were to begin issuing public posts using details, or, for example, grand jury transcripts obtained in discovery here, it could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice in this case, Smith wrote. He said the proposed protective order was not overly restrictive, noting it would still enable Trump to use discovery materials in his defense. All the proposed order seeks to prevent is the improper dissemination or use of discovery materials, including to the public. Such a restriction is particularly important in this case because the defendant had previously issued public statements on social media regarding witnesses, judges, attorneys, and others associated with legal matters pending against them. And in recent days regarding this case, the defendant has issued multiple posts, either specifically or by implication, including the following, which the defendant posted just hours ago. And then he had a screenshot of the post. Now, surely Trump knew that Smith would pounce on this. It almost plays in to the cliche that he's trying to perpetuate. He's doing everything he can to toss Trump into jail and prevent him from running against Joe Biden in 2024. Because they're afraid that Biden is such a weak candidate that in order to keep him in office, Trump must be jailed. We have reached uncharted territory now. Now, the reason that Smith brought up the subject of discovery in his request for an emergency protective order is that Smith fears Trump using discovery material against him. You know, the leaks, the FBI-type leaks that were out there that they were doing strategically to try to sway public opinion so that when they made decisions, the public opinion was already set up to be going in their general direction. So, Thursday, the judge in his case reminded Trump that it is a crime to intimidate a juror, bribe anyone, or obstruct justice. He responded in the affirmative when asked if he understood what the judge told him. The next day, Trump posted that statement. So Trump apparently deliberately plays into the hands of Smith. Because right now, Trump's using the indictments as fundraising tools. These court cases are costing millions of dollars in legal defense fees. He's maneuvered the system so he uses campaign donations to pay his legal bills. On another Friday post on Truth Social, Trump called on the Supreme Court to intervene in his prosecution. He admits he can't pay his legal bills and campaign as he needs to do at the same time. Now, this is actually the point of this exercise that Smith is doing. They want to drain his bank account, cripple his ability to campaign, and then imprison him to get him out of the way. And we get in the post on this Truth Social platform, Trump implied that President Joe Biden, along with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and Attorney General Merrick Garland, have brought a barrage of weak lawsuits against him, which requires a huge amount of time and money to fight in court. Resources that would have gone into ads and rallies will now have to be spent fighting these radical left thugs in numerous courts throughout the country, he wrote. He repeated his claim that the legal troubles he brought upon himself amount to election interference on the part of the Biden allies. The Supreme Court must intercede. Now, see, all of this is actually sort of ingenious the way it's being laid out right now. His Truth Social post was made before he spoke at the rally. Lawyers for Trump and his co-defendant, Walt Nawada, didn't object to the emergency protective order, and they have not yet responded to Smith's request. Now, what's so interesting is that legacy media and reporters are very quick to call Jack Smith a typical tough guy, someone who isn't afraid of anyone. Nora O'Donnell slobbered all over herself in admiration of his physical fitness and his aggressive behavior pattern. She wrote, I want to spend a moment on Jack Smith because he is essentially who Donald Trump is up against. And multiple of those indictments, the two, of course, the classified documents in January 6th, the one, they're sitting across from each other inside this courtroom. Jack Smith is somebody who has run and competed in over 100 triathlons. He was reportedly at one point hit when he was on his bike by a truck, and 10 weeks later he ran another triathlon. This is a man of a lot of grit and a lot of determination. And even what we've seen in these indictments is just a sliver of what they know and what his prosecutorial team knows, right? His aggressive approach to his personal health and exercise correlates to how he approaches his persecution and his strategy. All it took to take that down was one post on Truth Social. One post. And he was concerned, or so he claims, for his personal safety. If he took it in any other sense besides rhetorical, then he completely overreacted. But, you know, not a shocker, right? Not a shocker. And while he's out there trying to gin up concern about his personal safety, I've been threatened before. I just find that sort of amusing. Because everywhere I go, I carry a weapon. And I haven't given up on the physical fitness side of things. And I haven't given up on, the hand-to-hand combat side of things. So whenever I get threatened, I'm just sitting there going, oh, really? And I know the difference between taking a mild beating and having to, and that comes even if you win the fight. I mean, fights are bad. Fights are nearly as bad as gunfights. One way or the other, you're going to take damage if you get involved in one of these things. So, knowing that, I train for that. I prepare for that. And when somebody does raise up the specter of some sort of a physical threat, you know, I just look at them and I gauge it and I make my assessment and make my decision. Okay, one more step and guess what happens to you? As far as Trump's concerned, some of this stuff he brings on himself, and this is his way. This is the way he does things, so I just overlook it. On the other hand, Smith and the other Democrats are approaching overreach territory in their pursuit of destroying Trump. Because they're not going to rest till he's in an orange jumpsuit, and he hasn't done anything wrong to deserve that. And this is where their credibility comes crashing down. And once that happens, it doesn't matter how foolish it makes Trump look when he posts some of this stuff. He comes out winning, and they come out looking stupid. I'll be back again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.